Aw, I bet you wish you could touch mommy now, don't you, pet? Of course you do. Seeing me like this, lying back in the bed, wearing only my sexiest lingerie, stockings, and stilettos. Mommy looks phenomenal, doesn't she? Your mind is probably racing with all the dirty, dirty things that you could do to her right now. Such a shame, then, that you're all tied up over there, isn't it? Aw, hog-tied and helpless. Writhing on the ground, hands trapped in mittens, leash clipped against the wall, a bright red ball gag in your mouth, and of course, that cock caged nice and tight. It must be torture being so helpless like that. Having a vision of beauty in front of you, yet being utterly helpless to do anything but watch and wish. Oh, of course it is, pet. Mommy knows how hard it must be for you. And if I could, I'd untie you and let you play with me. It's always more fun when you're not just playing with yourself. But you only have yourself to blame now, don't you? Don't give me those innocent puppy dog eyes. You know you've been a bad bitch. Remember what happened last time I let you free? You're meant to be a good pet, not a wild animal. But you just couldn't help yourself. Chewing and licking mommy's shoes, tearing holes in her silk stockings with your overeager bids for attention, playing with my panties like a chew toy. Bad bitch, I thought I trained you better than that. It seems you're still a little feral. So instead of getting to have some fun, you get punished. You have to sit there in silence and think about your actions, watching helplessly while I... Oh, yeah. While I have some fun playing by myself. Yeah. Oh, that does feel good. Oh, imagine if you had been good, this could have been you. Your fingers playing with my perfect pussy. Maybe your tongue tastefully teasing my clit. Good pets deserve to eat something nice after all. But no, you're such a naughty pet. In fact, you're lucky I'm even letting you watch. If mommy really wanted to make sure the punishment was understood, she could have blindfolded you. After all, a bad bitch doesn't really deserve to see mommy like this, does it? Mm-mm. Watching mommy get off is a privilege. And you're not exactly in a position to deserve any rewards. But lucky for you, mommy enjoys seeing those sad little eyes staring up at her, pleading for a second chance. Tell me, if I unlocked you now, took that leash off and removed the cage, would you behave yourself? Oh, you fucking liar. I can see it in your eyes. You are so desperate. The moment you got free, you'd be back to ruining mommy's stockings while you hump her leg, playing with her panties, and panting like a bitch in heat. No, you're too desperate to behave right now. And that's why it's so fun to watch you like this, squirming while you're all tied up and helpless. If you wanted to be unlocked, maybe you should learn to think about your actions instead of rutting like a needy slut. Just like that. It's adorable. It's so desperate and needy. Oh, keep on begging like that, Pat. It's really helping Mommy. Fuck. Really helping Mommy enjoy herself. And that's what's really important, isn't it, Pat? Oh, yes. There we go. Good Pat finally remembers its lessons, doesn't it? What Mommy wants, Mommy gets. So, if Mommy wants you to suffer for her, you'll put on your best show, won't you? That's right. And you suffer so sweetly, slut. Oh, I bet you're just dripping from that cage right now, aren't you? Oh, making such a mess on Mommy's carpet. Oh, yes. Oh, don't shake your head like that, Pat. Oh, Mommy knows how needy you are. You're in this situation because you can't help yourself. So don't make it worse by lying to me now. Much better. Doesn't it feel good to tell the truth to Mommy? Yeah. Of course, I'll still have to punish you for making a mess. Just because you can't help but leak everywhere does not mean it's acceptable. This is all about control, after all. Oh, maybe if you like leaking so much, when Mommy's done here, she'll strap on her biggest bone and peg you until your leaky little cage spurts some cummies all over the floor. Then I'll make you lick it all up as a reminder that you only leak when Mommy wants you to. Doesn't that sound like fun? Oh, no? Pet doesn't like pegging? Oh, but Mommy does. And remember, what Mommy wants, Mommy gets. Oh, just thinking about it makes Mommy drip. Yes. Having a well-trained pet is all well and good, but it does mean there's less opportunity to punish you. So really, it's all up to you. If you're a good pet, you don't just have to watch. Follow Mommy's training, and eventually she'll let you off leash and out of that teensy tiny cage. She'll let you service her, lick her cunt, play with her beautiful breasts. Maybe, if you're very good, she may even let you use that cock of yours to make her come. And at the end of it all, a nice orgasm for a job well done. Oh, fuck. Just thinking about it makes Mommy happy. Oh, yes. But Mommy's also happy if you're a bad pet. After all, that means more punishments. Keeping that cock locked and that body bound, stretching that ass, and turning you into nothing more than a toy for Mommy to take her stress out on. Or maybe I'll find another pet, a good bitch who follows instructions and makes you watch while it gets rewarded. Can you imagine being tied up like you are right now, while another slut gets to play with mommy. To stick their cock deep in her pussy and make her come. And all the while, you're forced to sit there, drip, drip, dripping in that cage, never getting a proper orgasm. Just painful ruin after painful ruin, which mommy will make you eat. I hope you like the taste, slut. Oh, yes. This feels so good. It's like I said earlier, letting you watch me like this is a privilege. Oh, if you want to keep being a bad bitch, I can make things far, far worse. Oh, shit. Either sounds good to mommy. Oh, look at how wet I am now. I am very close. Yes. I said, look at me. Look at me while I come. And remember, this is what happens if you're a bad bitch. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Such a bad little bitch for mommy. Oh, well, mommy really enjoyed that. What about you, slut? Did you enjoy seeing mommy get off? No? I guess you still haven't learned anything, have you? If mommy enjoyed it, then pet should enjoy it too. Now, I did say that I'd have to punish you for making a mess, but I'll let you decide the punishment. The question is, are you going to be a good pet for mommy, or are you going to continue to be a bad bitch? Good pet. I suppose mommy doesn't need her bone then, does she? No. Instead, you can just lick up the little mess you've made now, rather than having to deal with a bigger ruin. Come on now, pet. You did say you wanted to be good. So no complaining or hesitating. Wriggle yourself into position and get licking. Delightful. How does it taste, pet? Oh, not very good. Of course not. There's a reason mommy would never, ever put that thing in her mouth. Maybe you should have thought about that before you started dripping. Pets need to learn to clean up their mess. And you still want to be a good pet, don't you? That's right. Good slut. I know it's difficult. But don't worry. Mommy is going to train you to stop dripping very soon. And then you'll be able to be off-leash and uncaged. Doesn't that sound fun? Of course it does. But for now, I think you should stay there a little while longer, just to make sure that the lesson sticks. Night, night, pet.